Well, my next guest has been on for quite some time on a weekly basis. Marty Primo, Grand Rapids Magazine Managing Editor with the Where to Go, What to Do come the weekend in West Michigan. It's the weekend, sort of. Good morning to you,
almost,
Marty.
Almost the weekend.
In college, Wednesday used to be the weekend. Oops.
Yeah. Oops. Hey. We could pretend we're back in college.
You bet. Yeah. Marty, glad you're here. The August issue, well, we're mid-August, so by now you're probably thinking...
I'm working on holiday. Yeah.
Well, there we are.
Yeah, work ahead.
That's what you do.
So, Saugatuck and Douglas sidewalk sales. Today's the 20th, right?
It sure is.
Well, then they're happening today. From 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., there'll be merchant sales, some entertainment. So, you know, head to the lakeshore and get some goodbyes. There's also a stamp show. This is an annual show with more than 100 dealers.
Yeah, we had Jay in from the... Oh, I can't remember the name, but there's a fancy name that goes with the stamp
with
show.
With their stamp show? All I have is
stamp show. Okay.
At DeVos Place. It starts today through Sunday. And if you've already talked about that, we won't elaborate, but it's free. So, and 50 societies. Wow. That's a lot of stuff going on.
It's a big deal.
And have you talked to anyone about the 28th Street Metro Cruise?
Take it away.
Okay. It's the 11th annual. You know, I thought it had gone on even longer than 11 years. Does that sound right?
It does sound right, because I've been here 13, and I think I remember when it was new.
Really? Yeah, okay. So it's 15 miles of cars on 28th Street through Granville, Wyoming, Grand Rapids, Kentwood, and Cascade. There's food, entertainment, vendors. You can go to 28thstreetmetrocruise.com for info, but it's always fascinating to see people like early on Saturday morning lining up with their little chairs and their picnic lunch, and so it's quite the thing. But yeah, so many different car clubs and stuff taking part in that. And there's the Danish Festival. Annual celebration includes arts and crafts, parade, food booths, live music, tractor pulls, and there will be some hot air balloon flights. And this is happening in Greenville. Go to danishfestival.org.
I think there's a Danish queen.
Really? Are you?
I'm not positive. No history, I think. But I think there have been...
You think
there's
a Danish
queen?
Yeah. I think you could be a Danish queen.
Really?
I do. Yeah.
I'm not too old.
No. You're a kid. It's Glow Time 5K. This is happening on Saturday. Music, light show, and party zones along the 5K course. Plus, there'll be a post-race party. Starts at 6 p.m. at Calder Plaza. The race actually begins at 8:45. And have you done this one? In downtown,
no.
It's glowtime5k.com, but sounds like it, you know, must be kind of crazy run. So check that one out. And there is the Michigan Titanium. Oh, there goes the hand in the air. She's passing on the light show and going right for the, I'm sure, the full triathlon.
Actually, no, I'm doing the Olympic. Just the Olympic.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Isn't this a new event this year? The Aquabike, didn't I?
Actually, Aquabike's been there, but the Olympic distance, which is shorter than it's the second longest distance. You know, what I like about this Titanium is there are some unique, I just got a press release, there are a couple blind runners that are running.
Yeah.
There's a gentleman trying to break a record in farm attire. He's running.
Wow.
Yeah, he's running many half irons, and I think he runs in farm gear. So it's a good spectacle.
Yeah.
I know they need volunteers too.
Oh yeah,
Marty, what's the website?
So, mititanium.com for information. And again, it's full and half triathlon, a relay, aqua bike, duathlon. Did I say that? Plus Olympic triathlon. So and it's all at And what is this park?
Versluis Park. It's right behind Blue Water Grill, where we will be swimming like dolphins.
Okay. Yeah, I was trying to picture where that was. Okay. And if you would rather settle in and watch a movie, Friday is Movie in the Park in downtown.
It's a doubleheader.
It is. And it is, what is it coming up? I think it's The Lost Boys and then Voter's Choice. What was the Voter's Choice? The
Ghostbusters? I talked about it with Eddie Tadlock. Oh, my facts are not secure. So let's just give the website for more information.
Downtowngr.org. If you want to head down and watch that, starts at 7 on Friday. And if you're in Saugatuck and want to check out a play, First Date, Mason Street Warehouse, this goes through the 30th, and it's the story of a newcomer to blind dates and a serial dater. MasonStreetWarehouse.org. And then there's also a movie in East Grand Rapids at John Collins Park, and I do not have the name of that one, so you'll have to go to eastgr.org. And these family-friendly movies start at dusk, so you can kind of, you know, just enjoy the beautiful scenery. And the weather should be good, right? Other than a little rain today.
Friday looks great. Low around 58, mostly clear.
Might have to bundle up.
Ooh, say that word yet.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Lowell Showboat Sizzlin' Summer Concerts. These are the free concerts, 7 to 9 p.m. every Thursday and through tonight. Time Hungry is the final one, a Riverwalk Plaza along the Flat River in downtown Lowell. Go to lowellartscouncil.org, and they're always doing something interesting in Lowell. Busy, busy community. And Meyer Gardens Summer Concerts, Vince Gill performing tomorrow night, meyergardens.org. And this kind of wraps up their season, doesn't it? Yeah.
Sure does. I know that's a great venue. I personally, did you get out to any?
I did not this year.
Next year, we go.
We go, definitely. Yeah. There were some I wanted to see, and it just dates fell the wrong times. Shoreline Jazz Festival, Saturday and Sunday. And this is the second annual festival and featuring a variety of performers at Heritage Landing in Muskegon. And if you go to shorelinejazzfestival.com or startickets.com, you can get, you know, all the info on, it's an impressive lineup. And just a mention, the Japanese tea ceremony out at Meyer Gardens. They're apparently having a ceremonial tea presentation in the gardens tea house with a commentary by a Japanese consulate representative. Wow. 11:30 a.m. or 2 p.m. And this is on Sunday at meyergardens.org. So, it's amazing. I know a lot of people have been out to Meyer Gardens to check out the new Japanese garden. And this is one of the things. They don't have regular, you can't just go over there and have tea any old time. So they do these special events where there'll be ceremonies, or I think you can book ahead and have an event there. But so go to meyergardens.org for all that information.
Marty Primo with us, Grand Rapids Magazine in front of us, and we're sharing what to do, where to go come this great weekend in West Michigan. Do you have a feature or two for us?
I do. I have a couple things to mention right here. If you're like me, you've been spending, Saturday mornings at the Fulton Street Farmers Market, or, you know, if you're in Holland, you're at the Holland Market, or any of our other wonderful markets, because it is like peak time. There is so much stuff out there. And anyway, one of our columnists, Tori O'Hare, Mr. Cocktail Guy, he's actually the starving artist. He's a chef, entrepreneur, a restaurant consultant, and he specializes in wine, spirits, and cocktails. He's also founder of the Grand Rapids Cocktail Guild, and he just joined Downtown Market. So, As a chef consultant, I think I don't know his exact title, but it's something impressive. Anyway, we love Tori. And this month in Cocktail Hour, he wrote about what he calls market rate cocktails. And it's like taking Michigan made artisanal spirits and summer produce to create what he calls a smash cocktail. And looks really, really good and refreshing. A little lemon juice, a little gin, some heirloom tomatoes, some basil. So And then he always picks a bottle of the month, and this time it's Long Road Distillers Gin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, check his column out every month because he does some really innovative things that we all need to know about. And one of our main features this month, higher education's broad reach. There are all sorts of new degree programs and initiatives at our, you know, area colleges and universities. And one of our frequent contributors, Ann Bile, wrote this story. And it's really, it is amazing to see what, you know, how there's more sustainability in programs. There, you know, the colleges are just doing some amazing things back from the days when, you know, you and I were still in school. Oh, you're giving me.
You just said I was that wasn't old.
Yeah, well, you're not old, but you know, just in recent years, months even, they've come up with some fascinating programs. And we have some wonderful, you know, Calvin has this clean water, you know, institute and devoted to improving drinking water. And here are some students, you know, out testing, you know, water in Plaster Creek. I mean, it's just, it's fascinating. Truly, the different things that they're doing. We have another, you know, photo from the Master of Architecture program at Kendall College of Art and Design at Ferris State University, and you know, they're working on a project here. I mean, these things are just fascinating. So anyway, it's a great story, and you can catch up on what's happening at some of our area schools. Yes. And there you go. And it's still Restaurant Week, right?
Yes,
it ends.
Put me on the spot here. Let's open the magazine.
Full guide in our magazine, as I mentioned. I'm already working on holiday August. August is fading from my memory. But yes,
restaurantweekgr.com will get you the information. Also, there you still have the ballots out for the Best of GR Reader poll.
We do. Ooh. Yes. So you want to pick that up and vote for your favorites. So. There you go.
All right.
You need anything else?
I think that's all for now, ma'am.
Okay.
Thank you very much. How do we find out more information, or how do we pitch you stories? I know oftentimes you need to know early because, you know.
We do need to know early.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, we are right now starting work on November and December. And, you know, the sooner people can send us some info on an event they're planning or, you know, whatever they're doing. You know, the sooner the better. Even if you don't have all the details yet, if we just know that it's coming up, I can get it on our radar, and then we can follow up. And what you're flipping through the magazine.
I know. What page am I on?
You are on page. Shelley is featured in, I believe we've had to
mention
Ralphie this
every
is.
Week. Here he is. He's
79.
Page 79, living on the west side. There's Ralphie.
He is looking very perky. And
he does look like he wants to race.
Yeah, he does. you know, you look good, too.
Adopt
very
a
young.
Dog.
You look young.
I look very young.
You do.
Double nickels course, next
it's
month.
Kind of
double nickels next
distance.
Month.
Double nickels.
Can't stand it.
All right.
Better than the alternative. Thank you very much, Marty Primo. Take care to you.
Same.